Well, to begin with, Merry Christmas. Grace and peace to you from our newborn King. Amen. This is not the sermon I normally preach. In fact, it is an adaptation that I wrote to "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Trying my hand as a poet. "Twas the night before Christmas. We were all snug in our beds, with the promise of the Christ child dancing in our heads, rejoicing that to us a son is given, to us a child is born, who is the mighty God come that first Christian morn." Now let's get back up a bit to Caesar's world command, when he first declared that a census be taken all across the land. In Israel, each citizen returned to his ancestral home, and there they paid their taxes to the emperor of Rome. But our story begins long before any of this was decreed, when God's promise of a Savior first came to Adam and Eve. For the serpent's lies were venom that left them for dead. Yet a child had been promised to crush the serpent's head. Prophetically, this child was promised down through the ages, when finally, when he arrived, he would be sought out by sages. In the fullness of time, a virgin mother gave birth to God's eternal Son, the joy of the whole earth. From biblical pages unfolded God's saving plan that this Christ child would be from David's Bethlehem. Traveling from Galilee in a caravan of family and kin, when they finally arrived, there was no room in the inn. Joseph tried to find lodging in this and that place, but no one he talked to could spare even the smallest space. So in a lowly manger, with but straw for its floor, was born the Prince of Peace, whom angels adore. This man-child, born of Mary, is also the Lord, God born to save sinners as the incarnate Word. On that first Christmas Eve, there was no Santa or sleigh, but only an innocent baby asleep on the hay. No stockings were hung from the chimney with care, for no one had an inkling that God was born there. As shepherds stood in the field quietly tending their sheep, an angel appeared bringing good news of God's love so deep. When what to their wondering eyes did appear, a whole army of angels filled poor shepherds with fear. With fears relieved, the shepherds listened in the midnight long. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men, was the angels' hopeful song. Myriads, their numbers, sounding glorious, they came to sing of the joyous new birth of heaven's one and only King. As angels disappeared, shepherds hurried off to see what God had revealed to them of this sacred mystery. Then instead of facing God in wrathful fire or thunder, they would find God in this gentle child of wonder. When they arrived and looked inside, no longer were they lonely, for God was with them from above, God's Son, the one and only. They marveled as they looked upon the Lord sleeping on the hay, his birth, the bright beginning of a new creation day. The wonder of this night, the destined purpose of this child, that by his cross, God and sinners would be reconciled. Shepherds standing by the manger that served as our Lord's bed, Those who saw the Christ child left with such good news to spread. No longer was God pleased to dwell in temple made of stone, for now the eternal word was housed in infant flesh and bone. There's never been, in fiction, a thought so fantastic or wild as this young virgin mother who was made by her child. And yet Mary in the darkness gave birth to this little lamb, who in cosmic truth is the light of the world and the great I Am. Considering how this baby feeding at his mother's breast is the very God who provides flesh, food for all flesh. For in this holy child, we see the full expression of God's grace, how he had come from heaven to earth that he might suffer in our place. So when you're awakened by empty chatter and clatter, remember, without Jesus, nothing else this Christmas matters. For in the end, what is a few reindeer making a ruckus on your roof compared to knowing in this Christ child that God is not aloof? And what's a sleigh filled with toys for good girls and boys when it's undeserved grace that Christ came to bring us eternal joys? 'Tis the night before Christmas, and in the twinkling of an eye, tomorrow you will have polished off the turkey and finished the pie. When all the gifts have been unwrapped, trash taken to the curb, some will wonder where their Christmas joy went, feeling quite disturbed. But there will always be one gift left for you underneath the tree. For on the tree of the cross, Jesus forgives you and assures the final victory. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, we all focused on Christ and for a while ignored the computer mouse. 'Tis a heart full of Christmas, where forgiveness prevails. This does, after all, account for the blood and the nails. God first passed through a womb, then he conquered a tomb, so that your life need not be all doom and gloom. So if you desire to see God's loving face, you'll see God in this child of grace. 'Tis Christ that causes that Christmas twinkle in your eye. And so I say Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Amen. Now may the peace and joy of this Christmas fill your hearts and your homes with Christ. Amen.